You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It was reported on RNZ this morning that staff shortages are severely impacting the healthcare workers in Auckland's managed isolation facilities. There were also new terms of employment introduced for MIQ workers recently, including a term about not visiting places where vulnerable people might be present, such as hospitals and retirement villages. The story had me thinking about what the experience of working in managed isolation must be like and how this work is impacting the everyday lives of healthcare workers. I reached out to the New Zealand Nurses Organisation to give an insight on how MIQ work and staff shortages has affected nurses' mental health and their lives inside and outside of work. I spoke to Kerry Nuku, who is the Kai Whakahaere of the Nurses Organisation, about this. Here is Kerry. It was reported this morning that there are significant staff shortages within managed isolation facilities in Auckland. Could you speak on why this is and how it is affecting those healthcare workers working in MIQ?
Sure, yeah, that's correct. What our nurses, our members are reporting to us is that it's significant understaffing. And when you look at the issue, nurses won't want to go and work in a facility where there's resourcing problems. So it'll be very difficult to recruit these managed isolation facilities, but also if there isn't any guarantee that they're safe when they're at work, it would, you know, distract anybody from going to work in these situations. So certainly we've already got a really vulnerable workforce, a really tired workforce, and then to go and put these other restrictions on the inadequate working and resourcing, and then fear that PPE gear won't be accessible, it's certainly not an attraction for nurses.
Could you explain what these restrictions are?
Well, there's some restrictions in terms of resourcing and access to resourcing. So we've heard a lot of our members have said that access to PPE gear has been problematic, especially access to N95s, adequately fitted masks. So that creates a burden on staff if they fear that they can't access the equipment, and that is appropriate for doing assessments and care. There is also concerns that when we're receiving guests into these facilities, we don't always know what diseases or comorbidities that they're coming with. So there's an added pressure that the unknown quantity that you're dealing with, the specialty area, some of these patients or guests will have underlying medical conditions like diabetes, mental health. So the person that works in these facilities needs to be a specialist of everything, a generalist specialist, especially on top of that when you're not getting the adequate sort of guest to nurse and healthcare assistant ratios happening. It's a significant restriction on our ability to deliver quality care.
Now, I'd just like to move to how the experience of working in managed isolation has been for nurses over the past year. Yeah, how has this been impacting people?
Well, from members that I've spoken to, they were really excited to be able to be at the front line helping. This was an extension of the work that they provide, and they were really keen to step up, keen to do the role, and to learn experience working in such restrictive environments is quite different from a normal sort of primary health care community practice. So lots of nurses were really keen to extend their experience in this area. That quickly dissolved when it was identified that these other factors that we talked about earlier, the access to resourcing and workforce, became more burdensome for them. So excitement sort of quickly went to anticipation and then anxiety of going to work and feeling unsafe while you're at work. And so they're not necessarily feeling as enthusiastic to work in these areas as when they first initially went in.
I mean, I don't know whether this is sort of a general thought of mine, but I feel like we don't necessarily talk a lot or see a lot of reports about the impact on the healthcare workers working the front line in managed isolation in terms of mental health and how it's impacting their everyday lives and how they go about it, because obviously having to be tested so regularly and also not necessarily knowing until later on that you could have contracted it. How has this felt working in that space with there sort of being so many uncertainties and perhaps it not being given enough coverage about the way it is impacting the everyday lives of those working in essential work?
You're absolutely right. There is very little that's put out there around the experience of the nurse and the healthcare worker that is dealing on the front line. But there is a lot of, it's like working within a goldfish bowl. There is a lot of people looking, but not actually many that can appreciate how difficult it is to go and work in these managed isolation facilities when the country is looking at it as a potential risk and transmission of COVID. So you're working in an environment where it's constantly under the spotlight, where you're constantly being criticised, where sometimes when you say where you're working, it's frowned upon and people move away from you or steer away from you because the risk is increased that you might have contracted COVID. So when COVID first hit our shores back in February, nurses mobilised and they worked on the front line. They were going out in the community, they were doing swabs, they were front line to tackling this. Previous to COVID, we were talking as nurses and to the government around how short-staffed and under-recognised as a profession we are. And then we rise up to go and help to combat COVID on the front line. And now, months later, we're still doing exactly the same thing. Any health professional in those intense environments, for as long as our nurses have had to endure this, will be needing to get some support. And support doesn't seem like it's coming. We shouldn't be 9 months, 10 months into this COVID, still saying we don't have access to PPE gear, we haven't got enough staff to fully equip these facilities. This starts to play on the hearts and minds of not just the nurses, but their family members that are watching them go through this. And it feels like there is not a lot of acknowledgement for the risk that they're exposed to, and the profession in general. So it is certainly needs to have some real consideration around how do we mobilise and support and sustain a healthy workforce, because that's what we're going to need to get through this COVID, not just for the nurses, but for the country.
That was Kerry Nuku, the Kai Whakahaere of the New Zealand Nurses Organisation, speaking on the experiences of nurses working in managed isolation at the moment.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.